listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266DR Waukesha.
This is and always CBS streaming News on the Civic on the Media Hour, app. Presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is catastrophic damage.
A utility spokesman in Maryland a day after powerful thunderstorms swept up the East Coast from Alabama to New York. At least two people were killed, one by a falling tree, the other by a lightning strike. Correspondent Meg Oliver is in Whitehall, Maryland.
The cleanup is just beginning. There is some good news. It seems as if the travel disruptions are starting to get back to normal, and the power outages have reduced significantly along the East Coast to around 350,000.
Almost 1,300 flights in the U.S. are delayed today. More than 330 have been canceled. Voters in Ohio are going to the polls in a special election that could make the state constitution more difficult to amend. CBS's Caitlin Huey Byrne says the issue is abortion.
Under current law, changing the Ohio constitution requires support from a simple majority, 50% plus one. But the Republican-led legislature set up an August special election to raise that threshold to 60%, all with the issue of abortion in mind.
Thousands of city workers have begun a one-day strike in Los Angeles. It's expected to close animal shelters, at least some swimming pools, and delay trash pickup. Union rep Gilda Valdez.
We put all of our energy into our jobs every day. We come in, we laced up our boots during the pandemic. We do what we have to do to protect our city and make sure that the city runs.
Mayor Bass says emergency police and fire services will still be available today. City summer camps, preschools, and libraries, she says, will open. Another downgrade for U.S. credit. This time, Moody's has cut ratings of about 10 small and mid-sized banks. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
It's not just about higher interest rates, which make their business less profitable, but also the potential of a U.S. recession, which Moody's believe will happen in early 2024.
A week ago, Fitch downgraded the U.S. credit rating from a triple to a double A+. Drive a Ram truck. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says more than a million should be recalled for power steering problems. Officials say they've gotten 380 reports of intermittent or complete loss of steering assistance in 2013 to 2016 Ram 1500 pickups, including three crashes. You can buy yourself a new truck or any car you want if you win tonight's $1.5 billion Mega Millions jackpot. This woman in St. Joseph, Missouri, plunked down a few bucks.
I think it's this high, so why not? Who knows? Roll the dice.
There have been 31 straight mega drawings now without a winner. Dow futures off 236. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Who should pay for fixing the Milwaukee Brewers ballpark? Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley thinks using county sales tax money is the way. One county board supervisor thinks state taxpayers should pay, with another wanting to bring back the 5-county sales tax to fund the renovations. County Executive Crawley is proposing a new plan to use some of the county's new sales tax revenue to fund repairs for American Family Field. The Brewers estimate the ballpark requires about $400 million in improvements. Old Style Beer is heading back home. Multiple news sources in La Crosse say that Old Style brewing operations will shift to La Crosse from Milwaukee this November. It marks a homecoming for Old Style as it was initially brewed by the G. Heilman Brewing Company in La Crosse starting in 1902. It's been brewed in Milwaukee for the past 24 years. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
in Wisconsin, making memories together is for everyone, whatever your ability. So here's to soaking up surf culture right here on Wisconsin's fresh coast. To making time for stargazing as a family. And to imaginations clear for takeoff. Here's to festies with besties. And singing along to your favorite song. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Start your summer getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dodge Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. And listen, I got to say this. I am really just tired of the whining from the far right about the Supreme Court, the state Supreme Court, and what has happened, and that the Janet Protasiewicz has come in and she's somehow crooked. You know, she's somehow deceitful. She has somehow came in and disrupted the entire court, and what she is doing and what the Democrats are doing is a coup. They're doing lawless bullying. Wait a minute. How long has Justice Protasiewicz actually been on the court, Calvin? Maybe 2 weeks, maybe a little bit over a week.
Yeah, I think it was last Tuesday. Yeah.
Okay. So what are they talking about? Coup, lawlessness, bullying. What have they done? Well, you know, the left has control over the state Supreme Court for the first time in 15 years. Man, I don't remember people on the left say, oh, Republicans, you know, and the names that they've called these women. It's just not right. What did they do? As if they've created some kind of a crime. They've committed no crime. Well, you know, Chief Justice Ziegler has been able to basically be the final say on many different issues, the way the system had been set up. And so she was in a position of power. She was appointed by the majority at that time, conservatives. And so, you know, conservatives aren't in charge anymore. So the majority, which now leans left, is not going to allow a person who is appointed by the right to still be in control when they have the majority. That's only common sense. That's not criminal. Well, what she's done is she's taken away the authority. Yes. They are the majority. And in this society, the majority rules. Yes, on the Supreme Court, you see it on a national level. Republicans have control over the Supreme Court on a national level, and they rule. Why would we expect it to be any different on the state level? Well, what they've done is not right. Well, not right based on who? Surely not right based on the opinions of people who are on the right. Did they do anything unconstitutional by putting together a committee that will now be making those decisions as opposed to one person and that Justice Ziegler? So now she'll be on the committee, but there'll be three people on the committee. You certainly don't think that with the Democrats finally getting in control that they're going to say, hey, Calvin, I think we'll leave two Republicans in charge. That's not how it works. And so accept it. Stop whining. It's not going to change. You were in charge for 15 years. Nothing stays the same. But for heaven's sakes, from what I've heard from conservative talk show hosts belittling these women who are justices and talking as if they somehow created some kind of a crime, they have not. And if they had created a crime, that's a different story. But they committed no crime. What they did, they had the right to do. And if that's the case and they did it, then they're right. They're not wrong. And your opinion of that is just that. But for heaven's sakes, for 15 years, those of us on the other side of things, we had to deal with that. Calvin, how long you say it's been? A week?
Yeah, she was in on Tuesday last week.
Hey, man, and they're whining and crying and sniveling. Hey, well, they're gonna change everything. Well, yeah.
Yeah, they haven't even heard a case yet.
Hey, well, they've already gotten, you know, the what is the thing I'm looking for? The redistricting. They've already got that. Well, yeah. Man, that's it. Well, the people who supported them, they're going to do the bidding for the people who support. Well, yeah, that's how it goes, man. That's how it goes. That's how it's always went. How soon they forget three strikes, you're out, truth and sentencing, no parole. All those things came up with conservatives being in total control of the Supreme Court. I remember those things. Act 10, Republicans in total control of the state Supreme Court. What do you call it? Right to work. Conservatives in control of the Supreme Court. All those things. And so, you know, now they're not in control anymore. Hey, good morning to you, Karina. How you doing, my friend? Thank you very much for the call. Thank you for listening. You say what?
Well, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know what? You know, the best strategy to rebut is to turn around the table and tell you that this is what you're doing, because what you describe is exactly the behavior of Republican party. They are bullying and they are queuing and they are trying to be a majority everywhere, And if it's not their way, then that's a criminal. And the most criminal thing, that these ladies are not in the kitchen barefooted pregnant. They're trying to tell those old white men what to do. And this is a crime.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, there are five women on the state Supreme Court. One man. One. And yeah, they're in power, right? they're clearly in power.
They should be, because they earn it.
Well, you know, I got to say to you, there's probably some poetic justice, since if you look at power anywhere else, men are at the helm, not women. But to see the highest court in the state being controlled by women, that's a breath of fresh air. It just is, Karina. And yeah, you're right. There are people and some men who are not used to it. They don't like it. These powerful women, let's put it this way. I think, Calvin, it's safe to say they're all well-educated, right?
Yes, they are all extremely well-educated.
I don't think you get to rise to the level of a state Supreme Court justice without being almost at the top of whatever it is you're doing. These women aren't just, you know, namby-pambies. These are well-educated, powerful women who, you know, if you're going to try to deal with them on that level, you better be as equally educated, because they didn't get there by happenstance.
And they're coming from the different level of society and had the different pathways and experiences. And the fact that they're saying that Jenna said that what she's going to do, I think they mad because Republicans don't have a platform. Republicans are only talking about Trumpism, a conspiracy, the poor them, and everything else is a dark and doom, this is bright light, and that she came out and she said, this is my plan, this is what I'm going to do, because what's going on in my state, what a treatment or we receive of the people of Wisconsin is just simply wrong.
Well,
I'm going to do everything possible to make it right. And she had all rights to do it. She had her platform. She won on the basis of that platform. And the first thing what she did, the first week in her seat, she accepted the lawsuit about the map.
And you know what else she has? A majority. Hey, Corinna, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call, as always. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Your thoughts on, you know, the state Supreme Court and all the gnashing of teeth and whining and crying because they're going to do what we know they're going to do, and that's control what's going on that level. We'll be right back.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood. It's so hot. Wait.
Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 83. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 60 tonight. Mainly clear skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 83. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn the Wrecked. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Yes, Wisconsin Chief Justice Annette Ziegler said the new state Supreme Court liberal majority's action usurping the constitutional authority of Chief Justice is nothing short of a coup. And constitutes a pattern of lawless bullying. Really, they have changed the Constitution to insert a committee instead of the words Chief Justice, Ziegler said. The Constitution is not being followed here. This has been completely out of bounds. Constitutional rights affirm this invented committee is in violation of my colleague's oath. The Constitution, it's illegitimate and unenforceable. So if they change the Constitution, Chief Justice Ziegler, and if what they did is improper and actually criminal, then it won't stand. I mean, I would think that it wouldn't stand if it's unconstitutional. You've said they've changed the Constitution. What did they do? You said it's in violation of their oath. You said it's illegitimate, unenforceable. She says she is weighing and considering all actions and would not rule out suing the liberal majority, but said she hoped it would not get to that point. Ziegler made the comments on Monday on, of all places, a conservative radio talk show. Wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Calvin. Hey, The Supreme Court Justice, the leading person on the state Supreme Court, calls a conservative talk show host to complain. Wait a minute. You're talking about liberals. You call a conservative talk show host. And we talk about, you know, the fact that people should not be either Democrat or Republican. People should be, you know, just, you know, not on either side of that aisle. But you clearly, we know who and what you are. You've been supported by Republicans all along the way. And that's been all right. She said this. They come on the heels of her sharply worded press release Friday after the four liberals, Ann Wash Bradley, Rebecca Dallet, Janet Protasiewicz, and Jill Karofsky, suddenly replaced the authority of the Chief Justice with a new Supreme Court committee. They gave themselves the authority to appoint two of the three committee members. The other conservative on the court, Rebecca Bradley, has also spoken out against the justice's action. So there's also another conservative on the court, and he clearly did not weigh in on it. What is his name? Why am I forgetting his name? Anyway, it'll come to me. Hagedorn, Justice Hagedorn. He didn't speak out against it. But to somehow act like the action as well as the liberal justices' unexplained secretive firing of respected state court's director Randy Kosnick, respected by whom? Okay, come on. Respected by whom? People on the right. A conservative, you know, person who lost his job. That's what happens when somebody else walks in and is in control. You know, the new manager has a right to determine who he's going to work with and who he's not going to work with. Ziegler said the liberal justices took the word Supreme Court Administrative Committee and were putting those in the Constitution instead of the words Chief Justice. I got to just tell you, Calvin, I'm sorry. I think it's better to have three different people make a decision than one. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I agree completely.
Come on, man. How can that be anything other than the way things should be? One person should never be in charge of making the decisions. There are five Supreme Court justices. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Paul, I'll see you. We'll be right back.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, man, keep doing that.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. People along the East Coast are picking up the pieces after deadly thunderstorms. Todd Sexton's parents survived when a tree fell through their living room in Harford County, Maryland.
Probably would have been killed. Somebody was looking out for them, and I'm glad they did.
One person was killed by a falling tree, another by a lightning strike. Ohioans voting in a special election that could have a direct bearing on a November ballot question. Secretary of State Frank LaRose with CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
We don't want to see a really radical medical abortion amendment put in our state constitution.
But is changing the rules at this state in the game, isn't that stacking the deck?
No.
More unsettling financial news. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Following last week's downgrade by Fitch of the United States, this week we're hearing from Moody's, which cut the ratings of a number of U.S. banks and put some larger banks on a downgrade watch.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Families with children in Waukesha schools must finalize their choice by tomorrow's deadline about potential transfers to alternative schools. The school district is extending the option due to some classes at some schools nearing a capacity of 30 students each. There's overcrowding in third grade classes at one school, fifth grade classes at another, and third, fourth, and fifth grade classes at yet another. A lack of dual language teachers is contributing to the problem. The Good Land will have a full stage in a couple of weeks. Milwaukee's Republican presidential debate is becoming increasingly populated, with Mike Pence's campaign confirming that he's met the donor requirement to participate later this month. To be eligible for the debate on August 23rd, each candidate must secure 200 individual donors in 20 states or more. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin?
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular August 3rd through the 13th.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. And yes, you know, the liberals are going to control the state Supreme Court for at least the next 2 years. And yes, there are going to be some changes. No question whatsoever. And so when you've gotten used to having things your way and things change, there's going to be some gnashing of teeth. Well, get used to it. You know, we had to, some of us had to drink that poison water for 15 years. All right, let's go to the phone lines and Paul from Waukesha. Hey, good morning to you, Paul. How you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
We are doing very fine, Errol. First question is, are they going to legalize marijuana? Probably not. But here's what I don't want. I don't want a political activist wearing a robe. Whatever decisions that they make, you know, I'm not a big abortion person. I'm a conservative.
Hey, Paul, for the last 15 years, political activists in Supreme Court robes have made decisions that have favored conservatives. Are you aware of that?
They've been working out. I don't know. How is that working out for you? Okay. I'm experiencing Biden's economy. I experienced Obama's economy. We all have. And we didn't like either one. Trump's economy.
Wait. Are you telling me that the economy of President Barack Obama after, you know, coming into office at the lowest where George W. Bush, the economy was in free fall. You don't remember that? When Obama came into office, complete free fall. And so it took him 4 years, 2 years or more, 2 to 4 years to turn it around. Once he turned it around, it was humming. When then President Donald Trump came into office, he inherited a humming economy. You don't remember that?
I remember that, but I guess we have a little different interpretation of that.
Well, what's your interpretation?
I know
of
that we had.
What's your interpretation, Paul? What's your interpretation of it?
That was the slowest recovery from a recession in U.S. history, not counting the Depression. Yes, it was a bad thing. Obama walked into a blank show, but it was just, his policies did not help us all.
Well, so let me remind you the Dow Jones was at 6,900 and something. It was floundering. It was at one of the lowest ebbs in decades. You may not remember it, but I do. When Obama left, it was at 18,000, the highest it had ever been. So, you know, statistics won't bear that out, Paul, in what you say. But anyway, go ahead.
Obama did a better job than Biden. I don't know. Biden's doing a terrible job. That's why he has such a low approval rating.
People by what metric, Paul? What metric is he doing terrible?
Have you went grocery shopping lately?
Yeah, groceries are high.
Answering the question. One international embarrassment after another, starting with Afghanistan.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah, but who got us into Afghanistan?
Paul, who got
us into Afghanistan for 20 years?
Bush did. Okay. All of them did.
Bush did.
Somebody made billions of dollars. I wasn't. That was all under. Whatever, 20 years of nothing and billions of dollars and however many lives and people.
Well, that's what happens
that.
In war, right? I mean, it's what happens in war.
This is what goes on. If you're not in the money, how does the saying go? If you're war is good if you're in the business of making war
machines. You know, yeah.
You know, so it is proven war helps the economy.
Let me ask you, Paul. What did Republicans think was going to happen when Democrats finally regained control over the state Supreme Court? What did they think was going to happen?
Well, here you go. You're getting exactly what everybody thought would happen.
I know, but hey, Paul, Republicans controlled it for 15 years, man. Did you guys somehow forget that?
Now they have a new regime. We'll see what goes on. Like you said, they have 2 years to prove themselves. After that, who's up? I don't know who's up for election. I don't follow the Supreme Court
The only thing I was trying to point out, Paul, is that to point out now, Democrats have been in control for a week or so, and then to start hearing all the whining about what they're going to do. Hey, come on, man. Come on.
As long as it's all done legally and within the Constitution.
It is done legally.
Well, that's all that matters.
Yeah. All right. Whatever. Thank you. Thank you very much for the call. I mean, Calvin, that's all that, what they did was legal. Right? And so if what they did was legal, they have the majority. That's how things work. Yeah, so if you're on the right of things, they're not going to certainly vote in favor of the things that people on the right want. You've just had that for a 15-year interval. You know, that's how the cookie crumbles, I guess, is the simplest way to say that. There's no question that what's going to happen is going to change a lot of things that people have gotten accustomed to politically in this state, that kind of turned the state leaning more to the right than it ever had before. And the pendulum of justice is going to swing back the other way. That's balance. That's how things work. That's how things should always work. And so I don't think that those women should be lambasted, as I've listened to some cowardly conservative hosts. Yeah, men, you know, using some horrible things to say about these women. And they don't know any other way to handle it, because there's nothing they can do to change that outcome. That was all decided during the election, and so things are certainly going to change. Let me go here. The fake electors, Calvin. You aware of that story?
Yes, I am familiar.
Okay, so this is what is amazing to me, man. So some folk on the right are saying, "Do you realize that some of these fake electors, they're older women? Why would you go after those older women? Man, they got pictures of." I was on this site, you know, called Wisconsin Right Now, conservative site. They've got photos of some of the fake electors, and they're saying, "My God, they're going to go after these elderly women." Hey, wait a minute. Okay. And they didn't know any better. Well, I don't know, ignorance of the law. There's nothing that says if you're elderly, because guess what, Calvin? I'm considered elderly now, right? So I'm elderly. If I break the law, nobody's going to say, "Hey, Earl is an elderly person. We can't go after him." What are you talking about, man? No, what was done was illegal. There's going to be a price to be paid. Whether or not people knew it was illegal or not. Again, this goes back to the Trump thing. Trump's lawyers said that it was okay. None of those things matter. You know, in the end, I don't know what the outcome's going to be. But I can guarantee you they're certainly going to go after the fake electors because of what they stood for. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Let me touch base on this briefly. Here are 11 facts you may not know about the fake electors. The evidence shows Wisconsin electors believed their votes would only be used if Trump prevailed in court. So these are excuses why they're saying they shouldn't be suffer any retribution, because they believe their votes would only be used if Trump prevailed in court. Former Wisconsin governor, a GOP chair, Andrew Hitt, one of the alternate electors, gave a detailed deposition before the House committee investigating January 6th. In it, he repeatedly states he and others thought the alternate electors would only be used if Trump prevailed in court. Now, let me go here. Number two. The indictment says some so-called fake electors were tricked by the Trump campaign. This is probably the key point, according to the indictment. Some of the alternate electors in the seven targeted states were tricked. The RNC chair was also misled, the indictment says. Some fraudulent electors were tricked into participating based on the understanding that their votes would be used only if the defendant succeeded in the outcome. Let me ask you, Calvin. So I'm sitting in the car with Calvin. Calvin and I are just, you know, kicking it, right? Just riding around. Calvin decides to pull up at the bank. You know, I don't know what's going on. Calvin jumps out, runs into the bank, robs the bank. Hey, I'm sitting there with Calvin, right? They're not going to say, hey, Calvin. They're going to say, Calvin, you're an accessory. You were with him. You were with Earl when he went in and robbed that bank. They're not going to say, well, Earl misled me. He didn't say to me that he was going to go in and rob the bank. No. Both of us get charged. Same thing here. Can't say he misled us. He didn't tell us the truth. Listen, we got to go to the break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with #CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
more.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Met.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 83. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows level off around 60 tonight. Mainly clear skies. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 83. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Number three, there was pending litigation in Wisconsin at the time, and it was not frivolous, but rather based on serious legal issues. These are the excuses, that the electors are going to use to justify why they shouldn't be charged. Number four, Wisconsin alternate electors were operating on advice of attorneys. Let's go to Sharkey from Racine. Hey, good morning to you, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Mr. Ingram. I really appreciate your show and I like your topic today. So I was listening to various deals, people talking on a lot of airwaves, and it's regards, you know, obviously to the Wisconsin illegal electors were bunkered down, I guess, before this all happened on the submission of the ballots in Wisconsin. They were gathered, and right. What's funny is besides the 10 electors, correct me now, it sounded like maybe there might have been a senator also there with the bodyguard, and they also had an assemblyman with a bodyguard.
Yes.
You know, is this true? I mean, has it been verified?
Well, I don't know. I'm not gonna say.
I understand.
I don't know, but really, come on, man. You know, I mean, to the excuses that they're giving for what they were attempting to do, they're not acceptable, right? Come on.
For sure. And if this can be verified, and as a taxpayer alone, spending bodyguards for your little weaselly stealing my vote, that makes me angry. In my capital, that makes me angry. So I'd like to see this thing, you know, built up. I'm sure the right people know the right things, and I am hoping the footprints start showing up in Madison from a guy by the name of Mr. Jack Smith, I believe it is.
Yeah.
So he's the guy. He's the guy, and I have a lot of confidence in him. He's got a backbone bigger than you and the Gravedigger. Side by side.
All right. I'm telling you. Thank you very much for the call, Shaq. I really appreciate it. Okay. Number five, an alternate elector from a regional committee was operating at the discretion of the state GOP and also testified she believed they were voting in case the courts sided with Trump. Well, so even if you're voting in the direction of the GOP, that doesn't make it right. Okay, so if it was the GOP who was giving you that information, hey, whoever that person is, they deserve to be charged as well, but they weren't the people who did it. You were. Let's go to six. The state legislature didn't get involved. I guess not. They knew the outcome. They knew what the outcome of this was going to be. Number seven, there was a precedent out of Hawaii. Number eight, the indictment doesn't charge the alternate electors or list them as co-conspirators. Number nine, the state Republican Party told the public what it was doing. Whether you told the public what you were doing or not was wrong. It's wrong. And what you did was wrong. Whether you told the public or not doesn't matter. What you were doing was criminal. And that's the point. And that's what you're going to wind up having to pay. While President Trump's campaign continues to pursue legal options for Wisconsin, Republican electors met today in accordance with the statutory guidelines to preserve our role in the electoral process, with the final outcome still pending in the courts. 10, the alternate electors' votes weren't legal anyway. Number 11, the state GOP's leadership raised serious questions about some election claims. These are all their excuses for why they believe they shouldn't be charged. Well, turns out that Josh Call, the state attorney general, is probably not going to buy into that. And, you know, after it's all said and done, it is Josh Call who will make the determination on whether all of these different things that I just read out were the excuses for why these people wound up doing what they did is going to be sufficient excuse for why they did it and whether or not they'll get away with it. I just don't believe that they're going to get away with it, as well as I don't believe Donald Trump is going to get away with it, any of the things that he wound up doing. And then justice will be meted out. And just like Sandy said the other day, you know, it's easy to talk about the judicial system and how wrong it is. I've got queries into what's wrong with the legal system. But if you do away with it, what are you going to replace it with? If this is so egregious, a justice system, so what's the next step? There is none. And so that's where we have to really give some thought to all the things that are being said and are being done by people who want to do away with the system. Got to go for the day. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin, as always. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.